Those of us who spent 32 years in the world of finance, with ties to the oil industry, who consider ourselves to be conservatives are sick and tired of these ignorant fellow seniors who are so easy to fool. It doesn't matter how badly Jason Kenney fails in the polls, they still believe every lie he feeds them, and somehow that makes them a lot smarter than the rest of us. Tex Luner's lame attempt at bashing Doug James is no different than when he was doing it to me a couple of years ago. The guy has learned absolutely nothing. While he lets Kenney feed him the lie that Ottawa is stealing all our money, I wonder where he thinks our old age security payments, Canada pension plan payments, and public health care benefits are coming from. Is he so foolish he didn't notice that it was proven that Kenney lied about foreign corporations attacking our oil industry, costing taxpayers $3.5 million? Refused to listen to Joe Biden, who promised to scrap the Keystone XL pipeline and it cost taxpayers $1.3 billion. Refused to listen to our doctors and created the worst mess possible in the COVID case. Slashed corporate taxes by $9.4 billion to benefit his rich friends and tried to cut 11,000 healthcare jobs, doctor, nurse and teacher wages, and tricked ignorant Albertans into believing that Canadians owe us equalization payments to make up for his revenue-cutting stupidity. How stupid does he think Canadians are? If all that wasn't bad enough, he continues to feed us the lie that we should allow coal mining on the Eastern Slope. Stating that it's being done safely in BC, ignoring the fact that Teck Coal Limited pleaded guilty to polluting waters in BC. A in Montana and was fined $60 million in March 2021. It would be a lot smarter for Luner to admit he made a mistake by supporting these reformers in Stephen Harper and Liberal, turned reformer in Jason Kenney, like we are hearing a lot of Albertans doing, instead of trying to defend them when outcome was so obvious. The latest polls state Kenney has a 1% chance at winning the next election against Notley, and I believe it from what we are hearing. Alan K. Spiller, Edmonton, formerly of Cochrane.